WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The federal government appears headed for a shutdown, and that would hit low-income people in Wisconsin the hardest. Mike Moen reports.
Public policy analysts say safety net aids, such as the Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, would feel the budget squeeze sooner rather than later. Brett White leads the Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program, which helps clients access WIC benefits.
We are the transportation program for this neck of the woods and take people to dialysis treatments. I mean, we're big on that.
He says they've been preparing to try and keep services running, but notes some programs would eventually have to pause in a prolonged shutdown. The group Opportunity Wisconsin has called out certain GOP members of the state's congressional delegation for not opposing the plan. I'm Mike Moen.
A judge in Madison will hear arguments this morning over the former Supreme Court justices who are consulting with the Speaker of the Assembly. The liberal group American Oversight is suing Republican Robin Voss. It says the secret panel is violating Wisconsin's open meetings laws. The panel is advising the Speaker on his options when it comes to possibly impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. The owner of a troubled Wisconsin grain mill will pay more than $10 million for an explosion that happened in 2017. Nate Wegehout has more.
The explosion at the Cambria corn mill killed five workers. Didion Milling Management pled guilty to 9 criminal counts. The company will pay over $10 million to the families of the deceased workers and $1 million in fines. The company will also be placed on organizational probation, and OSHA will be able to inspect the mill at any time without notice or delay. Several higher-ups with the company are also being charged with concealing environmental and safety violations. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's deer hunting seasons are underway, and wildlife officials are urging hunters to help curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Erin Larson is with the Department of Natural Resources. She says the fatal brain wasting disease has been found in 62 of Wisconsin's 72 counties.
In recent years, we have unfortunately seen the disease introduced in some new isolated areas of the state, particularly in isolated parts of northern Wisconsin.
The DNR is asking hunters not to bait deer and to dispose of carcass waste in landfills. Republicans on a state Senate committee are voting not to confirm 4 of Governor Evers' appointees to the Natural Resources Board. The move could delay a board vote on the agency's contentious wolf management plan. The plan does not include a hard population cap for wolves, something farmers and hunters are calling for. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. This is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin legislature's LGBTQ plus caucus has outright condemned legislation introduced to ban gender-affirming care for children in the state, calling the measure cruel. The caucus argued that every major medical organization, including the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics, attests that gender-affirming care is safe, medically necessary, and saves lives. The bill is likely to be vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Bipartisan proposals in the Wisconsin state legislature would make it a felony to attack an election worker. Public testimony was heard on the proposed bills this week. Civil servants have faced increased threats and harassment since the 2020 presidential election, which former President Donald Trump still claims was rigged. The bills would give election workers access to whistleblower protections and make information about them private to protect them from backlash. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers get dominated by the Lions. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Detroit Lions embarrassed the young Packers in prime time last night, the final 34-20. The Lions were up 27-3 at the half. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I told them, I had to challenge them at halftime to just continue to go out there and compete. Thought we did that. We had an opportunity. It was down 10, and we had a bad penalty to make it a 3-possession game. And there's a lot of improvement out there for us.
The Packers offense unable to get a first down until late in the second quarter, Jordan Love.
I think something we just got to work on throughout the week of practice. I think just offensively as a whole, we just got to start faster.
Green Bay only able to rush for 27 yards total, even with Aaron Jones back after missing the last 2 games with a hamstring strain. The Lions and former Bears running back David Montgomery rushed for 121 yards, scoring 3 touchdowns.
I told myself it's either you score or you never get it again. But it's definitely big to understand and know that, you know, Coach Campbell and Ben trust me in that, you know, high pressure moment. Super, super dope to see it work out and, you know, many more to come.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell.
I didn't realize this, but that was David Montgomery's first time to get a win against the Packers, so that's pretty impressive. And then 3 touchdowns, first time that we've had a Lions running back that's gotten that here at Lambeau, so that's pretty impressive.
Packers defensive back Rasul Douglas on how the Lions were able to score points in all 4 quarters of the game.
I don't know. We just got to just come out. I just feel like it was just my fault, you know what I mean? Like it was all on me. I ain't come out. I ain't make no plays. I ain't spark the defense. I wasn't energized like I usually am. I wasn't. So it's really on me why the defense played bad.
So the Packers have the weekend off, then they come back next week to play the Raiders in Las Vegas a week from Monday night. Baseball, the Brewers with a 3-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals at AmFam Field. The Brewers getting their first look at center fielder Garrett Mitchell since injuring his shoulder in April. With sports, I'm...
Into the Stu Daniels Show on Friday morning. We got 7 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, and it is a Friday, and it looks like we've got some nice weather on the way for the weekend. Outside today in La Crosse, cloudy in the morning, sunny in the afternoon with a high around 78 degrees. In Eau Claire today, partly sunny, high around 76. In Richland Center, cloudy in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, high around 78. Amory, chance of rain in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, high around 74. And in Hayward today, mostly cloudy and breezy, chance of rain, high around 71. So let me give you some sports headlines. The Brewers beat the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0. They start their final series of the regular season tonight against the Cubs. That is in Milwaukee. And the Packers, as you probably know, lost to the Lions last night. Final score was 34-20. The Packers don't play again until a week from Monday against the Raiders in Las Vegas. So in the headlines today, if you were listening a few minutes ago, you probably know that there is breaking news. Senator Dianne Feinstein, California, has passed away at the age of 90. Senator Feinstein, longtime advocate of environmental legislation, a life well lived. Dianne Feinstein passing away at the age of 90. Also in the news today, Republican senators in Madison signaled yesterday that they may reject appointees of Governor Evers to the board that sets policy for the Department of Natural Resources. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a lawsuit attempting to block the possible impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Also, the Department of Health Services designee Kirsten Johnson says she does not support mask and vaccine mandates. So the place I want to start today is with the warning yesterday
by the President of the United States that there is an issue that we all must discuss. And in fact, this was his fourth speech on the subject, the fact that there are some in the Republican Party who have declared war on democracy, and that democracy in the United States is under threat. The first story that I want to go to on this subject is from Politico, politico.com. This piece was posted yesterday, and it's by Lauren Egan, Jonathan Lemire. The headline on this piece from Politico says, Biden evokes McCain's memory as he warns of Trump's threat to democracy. And if you haven't seen any of the speech yesterday that Joe Biden gave, it was a really good speech. Lots of really good points. And I think he laid it out pretty well as to what's going on in the United States. And in fact, a lot of people aren't even yet aware of how dangerous this is and how close we may be to losing democracy in the United States, and the threat to our Constitution, which evidently doesn't mean much anymore to some Republicans. The subheadline at Politico under this piece that says Biden evokes McCain's memory as he warns of Trump's threat to democracy, the subheadline says the president spent the bulk of his speech in Arizona warning of his predecessor's threat to democracy. I think I need to clean my glasses a little bit, my eyeglasses. But the dateline is Tempe, Arizona. It says here that President Joe Biden on yesterday, declared that America must overcome new tests to its democracy, delivering his clearest warnings yet about what he believes is at stake in his coming re-election campaign against the likely Republican nominee, Donald Trump. Biden selected Arizona, a state where the former president attempted to challenge the 2020 election results and considered a major battleground again next year, as the setting for his fourth major speech on protecting democracy. It is also home to the late Senator John McCain, who Biden has pointed to as an example of what the Republican Party used to stand for before Trump was elected. Biden centered his speech around McCain's legacy to make the case that preserving American institutions should not be a partisan issue. The president is fond of saying that McCain, a vocal Trump critic who died in 2018, would put patriotism before party. And he expressed concern that too many members of the senator's Republican Party would instead pledge their loyalty to Trump over the Constitution. Quote, for John, it was country first, said Biden. All of us are being asked right now what we will do to maintain our democracy. We will put a partnership aside, or will we put a partnership aside and put country first? I say we must, and we will. Hitting on familiar themes and recalling the legacy of his late friend, Biden stressed that the nation should, quote, not walk away from the sacrifices generations of Americans have made to defend our democracy. We have to stand up for America's values embodied in our Declaration of Independence, because we know MAGA extremists have already proven they won't, Biden said. We have to stand up for our Constitution and the institutions of democracy, because MAGA extremists have made clear they won't. That was one factor that pushed Biden to deliver another speech on the need to protect the nation's democracy. The topic has also featured prominently in his remarks at recent closed-door fundraisers, including several in the past week in California and New York. In those more relaxed off-camera settings, Biden has warned that democracy is on the ballot and has taken a series of his most direct swipes at Trump yet. He did the same in Arizona. He invoked Trump's name only once, but spent the bulk of his speech clearly outlining the danger the former president poses. Quote, "There is something dangerous happening in America," Biden said. "There is an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs of our democracy, the MAGA movement." Biden rattled over the warning signs, the erosion of trust of democratic institutions, election denialism, the banning of books. He then warned against the Republican frontrunner's stated agenda for a second term, which includes an expansion of presidential power, the destruction of the federal bureaucracy, and Trump's declaration that he would be his followers' retribution. Biden also called out Trump's recent declarations that General Mark Milley, the outgoing chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, should be tried for treason. Biden's comments come a day after the second Republican primary debate, during which candidates took a handful of swipes at Trump, who skipped the event altogether, but seemed to fail to make a meaningful dent in his clear path to the nomination. As the general election comes into clearer focus, Biden aides are betting that homing in on democracy will buoy the president's campaign, especially after a spasm of political violence and threats to election integrity have shocked the American system in recent years. Biden's comments come a day after the They evidently, in this piece from Politico, they repeated the same paragraph twice, which I won't do, and I'll move on to the next paragraph that says, those close to Biden believe that the issue, along with abortion rights, helped propel Democrats to a far stronger than expected showing during the 2022 midterm elections. Biden has both publicly and privately noted that pundits were wrong in suggesting his closing argument last November should have been about the economy rather than the dangers of political extremism, according to three people close to the president granted anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss those conversations. The Biden team had thought the danger posed by Trump would fade over time, or that attacks from Republican primary candidates would drag him down. But instead, Trump has continued to dominate the Republican field, even as criminal indictments against him have mounted. 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, going to take our first break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Gather around. It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kyrian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at around 15 to 25. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Our low 63. Tomorrow, a thunderstorm in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy. 81 on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
That sound. Everybody stop. Pay attention to what's going on right now. We got 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We have 62 degrees and cloudy skies in La Crosse right now. In Richland Center, it is 58 under mostly cloudy skies. And welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Just before the break, we were discussing the speech yesterday by President Biden in Arizona, where he is warning citizens of the United States that democracy is under attack. That was his fourth major speech on the fact that democracy is under attack. And I was going over a piece from Politico, politico.com, just before the break, I was to the point in this story that says the Biden team had thought the danger posed by Trump would fade over time, or that attacks from Republican primary candidates would drag him down. But instead, Trump has continued to dominate the Republican field, even as criminal indictments against him have mounted. And that was one factor that pushed Biden to deliver another speech on the need to protect the nation's democracy. The topic has also featured prominently in his remarks at recent closed-door fundraisers, including several in the past week in California and New York. And he said, democracy is on the ballot. Here's a quote from the president: Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are determined to destroy American democracy because they want to break down institutional structures. That's what Biden said on Tuesday at a San Francisco fundraiser. He added, political violence in America is never, 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 never acceptable. In the coming months, Biden intends to adhere to his plan not to directly address Trump's legal issues for fear of being seen as influencing the process. Instead, he and his staff believe a series of warnings by the president about the ongoing threats to the nation's foundation will help drive home the point. On Thursday, yesterday, Biden said he was moved to speak out again because of, quote, fears about the diminishment of our democracy. He said, we should all remember democracies don't have to die at the end of a rifle. They can die when people are silent, when they fail to stand up and condemn threats to democracy. Aides originally thought about delivering the speech at another American historical landmark. George Washington's former military base at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, was considered, but ultimately decided to use the moment to also honor John McCain. Biden was introduced by McCain's widow, Cindy McCain, who heads the United Nations World Food Program, and said the president and First Lady Jill Biden introduced her to her late husband. Biden, who at one point was briefly interrupted by a protester, also announced funding from the American Rescue Plan to construct the McCain Library in conjunction with Arizona State University. Earlier this month, while visiting Hanoi, Biden was joined by old friends and paying tribute to McCain, and he later told Associates it was one of the most moving moments of his presidency, according to one of the people close to the president. I thought about how America missed John right now, that America needs John right now, Biden said. Got to take a break. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. The deadline for a deal to avoid a government shutdown is midnight tomorrow, and Republicans are still divided. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Senators have cut a bipartisan deal to keep the doors open for another 45 days. But House Republicans argue it costs too much and they won't accept it, saying they'll have their own plan today.
We're waiting for an announcement on the two-week-old auto workers' strike. CBS's Jared Hill.
This morning, the auto workers' strike could shift into a new gear. UAW President Sean Fain says the walkout may expand if there's no serious progress in negotiations with the big three.
Employees at fast food chains like McDonald's and Burger King in California will see hourly wages rise come April. Governor Newsom signed the bill into law.
557,000 people at 30,000 locations. This is a big deal. $20 an hour.
Places like Panera that bake and sell their own bread are not part of the deal. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Assembly Education Committee reviewed a number of bills yesterday intending to combat funding and staffing concerns. One bill sought to address a loophole in previous Wisconsin law that prevented school districts from receiving an increase in revenue for 3 years if they had failed a referendum. Another bill would allow school districts to hire a school district administrator who is unlicensed by the State Department of Instruction, intending to address the staffing crisis. A milling company has pled guilty to federal charges after employees at a Wisconsin corn plant falsified records, leading to a fatal corn dust explosion. Gideon Milling Inc. will pay a $1 million fine and over $10 million to the estates of the five workers who were killed in the explosion in May of 2017. The company also spent nearly $1 million to settle a lawsuit regarding regulatory violations at the Wisconsin plant last month. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse. September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest. Oktoberfest in La Crosse. Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Under the helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Which side are you on?
generations attacking the natural world, drilling and fracking. Do it with the backing of the president and corrupt. For the ones who fight for the earth with all their might, and in the name of all that's right, confront and disrupt. There's a restlessness out in the street. There's a question in the air. How long, if this theft goes on, will our country still be here? People know the game is rigged, even as they play. They see their expectations slowly slip away. They got subsidies for billionaires. There's a bailout for the banks. A monopoly on medicine and a sale on armored tanks. The whole damn country's being sold out that revolving door between Washington and Wall Street, like it's one big dollar store. Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on?
Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Battle lines are drawn. Which side are you on?
Which side?
The bankers and their special friends who rob you time and again, who like to pretend that the only game in town, or the people who hope with everything they do.
Battle lines are drawn. Which side are you on? Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 836 right now. In Eau Claire, it is 60 degrees with cloudy skies right now. Amory has 58 degrees with rain. And just before the break, we were discussing the speech yesterday in Arizona by President Biden about the warning to the citizens of the United States that democracy is under attack. And it's time that we all face the facts and realize what's going on. And we were going over a piece that is posted at Politico. And I wanted to give you a different perspective. This one from the Associated Press at apnews.com. This one says, the headline at least says, Biden offers dire warnings about Trump and accuses mainstream Republicans of deafening silence. This piece starts out by saying that President Joe Biden issued one of his most dire warnings yet, that Donald Trump and his allies are a menace to American democracy, declaring yesterday, that the former president is more interested in personal power than upholding the nation's core values, and suggesting even mainstream Republicans are complicit. The silence is deafening, he said. During a speech in Arizona celebrating a library to be built honoring his friend and fierce Trump critic, the late Republican Senator John McCain, Biden repeated one of his key campaign themes, branding the Make America Great Again movement as an existential threat to the United States political system. He's reviving that idea ahead of next year's presidential race after it buoyed Democrats during last fall's midterm election, laying out the threat in especially stark terms. Quote, there's something dangerous happening in America right now. We should all remember democracies don't have to die at the end of a rifle. They can die when people are silent, when they fail to stand up or condemn threats to democracy, when people are willing to give away that which is most precious to them because they feel frustrated, disillusioned,
tired, alienated. The 2024 election is still more than a year away, but Biden's focus reflects Trump's status as the undisputed frontrunner for his party's nomination, despite facing four indictments, two of them related to his attempts to overturn Biden's 2020 victory. The president's speech was his fourth in a series of addresses on what he sees as challenges to democracy, a topic that is a touchstone for him as he tries to remain in office in the face of low approval ratings and widespread concern from voters about his age. He used this line of political attack frequently ahead of last year's midterms when Democrats gained a Senate seat and only narrowly lost the House to the Republicans. But shifting the narrative in Washington could be especially tricky given that Biden is facing mounting pressure on Capitol Hill, where House Republicans held the first hearing in their impeachment inquiry, and where the prospect of a government shutdown looms, a prospect Trump has actively egged on. On the first anniversary of January 6, 2021, when a mob of Trump supporters staged an insurrection, Biden visited the Capitol and accused Trump of continuing to hold a dagger at democracy's throat. He closed out the summer that year in the shadow of Philadelphia's Independence Hall, decrying Trumpism as a menace to democratic institutions. And in November, as voters were casting midterm ballots, Biden again sounded a clarion call to protect democratic institutions. Advisors see the president's continued focus on democracy as both good policy and good politics. Campaign officials have pored over the election results from last November, when candidates who denied the 2020 election results did not fare well in competitive races and point to polling that showed democracy was a highly motivating issue for voters in 2022. Here's a quote from yesterday's speech by Biden. He said, "Our task, our sacred task of our time, is to make sure that they change not for the worst, but for the better, that democracy survives and thrives, not be smashed by a movement more interested in power than a principle. It's up to us, the American people." Like previous speeches, the latest location was chosen for effect. It was near Arizona State University, which houses the McCain Institute, named after the late senator, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee who spent his public life denouncing autocrats around the globe. Biden said that there is no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA extremists. He pointed to Trump's recent suggestion that General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who is stepping down from his post today, should be executed for allegedly treasonous betrayal of him. Quote, "Although I don't believe even a majority of Republicans think that, the silence is deafening," Biden added. He also noted that Trump has previously questioned those who serve in the U.S. military, calling service members suckers and losers. "Was John a sucker?" Biden asked, referring to McCain, who survived long imprisonment in Vietnam, and I would throw in torture as well. Then he got even more personal, adding, "Was my son Beau, who lived next to a burn pit for a year and came home and died, was he a sucker for volunteering to serve his country?" The late senator's wife, Cindy McCain, said the library, which is still to be built, grew out of bipartisan support from Biden, Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs, and her predecessor, Republican Governor Doug Ducey. She called it a fitting legacy for my husband, and recalled how the Bidens introduced her to her future husband decades ago. I am so grateful for that, Cindy McCain said, her voice cracking. Later on Thursday, the Treasury Department announced $83 million in funding in federal funds to help construct the 83,000 square foot library, and Republicans competing with Trump for their party's 2024 presidential nomination have largely avoided challenging his election falsehoods. And Biden said Thursday that voters can't let them get away with it. Democracy is not a partisan issue, he said. It's an American issue. After the speech, Biden spoke at an Arizona fundraiser for his reelection campaign. The attendees included Brittany Griner, the basketball star who was arrested last year at the airport in Moscow on drug-related charges and detained for nearly 10 months. A number of candidates who backed Trump's election lies and were running for statewide offices with some influence over elections, governor, secretary of state, attorney general, lost their midterm races in every presidential battleground state. Still, in few states does Biden's message of democracy resonate more than in Arizona, which became politically competitive during Trump's presidency after seven decades of Republican dominance. Biden's victory made the state a hotbed of efforts to overturn or cast doubt on the results. And some Republican candidates continue to deny basic facts on elections. 8:46 right now. Going to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I crawled on 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of 12 dead oceans. I've been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rain's gonna fall. Oh, what did you see, my blue-eyed son? And what did you see, my darling young one? I saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. I saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at around 15 to 25. Could see a few scattered thunderstorms after midnight tonight. Our low 63. Tomorrow, a thunderstorm in the morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy. 81 on Sunday, partly cloudy, with a high right around 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Time's taken away, time keeps taking away. Time's taken away, time keeps taking away. Time's taken away.
Wise words from Todd Rundgren on a Friday morning, 8:53 right now. Outside, La Crosse has 63 degrees under mostly cloudy skies, and Hayward is at 59 right now with cloudy skies. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've been discussing the speech yesterday by President Biden in Arizona, warning citizens of the United States about the threat to democracy, the threat to our Constitution that we are under right now by the MAGA extremists. And in addition to that story, the other big story in the news right now is about the government shutdown. We're just hours away from what could be a government shutdown. Extremist MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives say that we're spending too much money. They want to see significant cuts to what the U.S. is spending money on. They say that we need those cuts so we don't destroy the economy. So what are they willing to do? They are willing to destroy the economy so that we don't destroy the economy. Does that make sense to you? I have a piece here from the Associated Press, apnews.com, with an update on what's going on with the possibility of a government shutdown. The headline says McCarthy rejects Senate spending bill while scrambling for a House plan that averts a shutdown. This piece was just posted a few minutes ago. It says here, Dateline Washington, a government shutdown appeared all but inevitable as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy dug in Thursday, vowing he will not take up Senate legislation designed to keep the federal government fully running despite House Republicans' struggle to unite around an alternative. Congress is at an impasse just days before a disruptive federal shutdown that would halt paychecks for many of the federal government's roughly 2 million employees, as well as 2 million active duty military troops and reservists, furlough many of those workers, and curtail government services. But the House and Senate are pursuing different paths to avert those consequences, even though time is running out before government funding expires at midnight on Saturday. Quote, I still got time. I've got time to do other things, McCarthy told reporters Thursday evening at the Capitol, adding, at the end of the day, we'll get it all done. End quote. The Senate is working toward passage of a bipartisan measure that would fund the government until November 17th, as longer-term negotiations continue, while also providing $6 billion for Ukraine and $6 billion for U.S. disaster relief. The House, meanwhile, took up four of the dozen annual spending bills that fund federal agencies. Republicans were heartened as they passed three bills that would fund the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the State Department, though the fourth bill to fund federal agriculture programs failed. In one sign of deepening resistance to assisting Ukraine, more than half the House Republicans voted against providing Ukraine $300 million in military aid, though the money was already approved on a bipartisan vote of 311 to 117. 8:57 and a half right now. Got to take a break for the top of the hour news. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Something going wrong. We got red skies at dawn. Can't find the captain and the lifeboat's gone.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.